Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, pod people, and welcome to a short bonus bit from those two blokes who bring you the classic ads from Simpler Times podcast. My name's Steve Cook, and myself and my co-host Tony Williams recently spent a quick 10 minutes in the company of Jason Ayres, a good friend of the pod and a really good bloke to know if you work in the advertising industry pretty much anywhere in the world. We took advantage of a work Zoom call to ask Jason what his favourite ad is, and as you're about to find out, he put a huge amount of effort into the answer. Hope you enjoy the listen.
Well, I'm just so honored to be on the Tony Williams show, man. Thank you very much.
So, see, that's a working title, Jason, I told you, the Tony Williams show and guests.
Tony Williams and friends.
Just say who you are and which ad you pick.
Well, I'm Jason Ayres in Tokyo, Japan, with Sector 5. And the ad I chose for this was the Don Tacos Japanese nacho chip commercial.
So it's over to you. So we've got Jason Ayres live and direct from Tokyo in Japan, even though he sounds like he's from somewhere else.
Thank you. Jason Ayres here in beautiful Tokyo Bay, the home of the 2020 Olympics in 2021. I run a recruiting company called Sector 5. And we place advertising and marketing people.
You've obviously had to dig deep into your archives. Do you want to tell us about the ad that you've chosen? We've been playing it and dancing around the house to it already. We already love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just Don Tacos, potato chips from a company called Koike. Yeah, man, I just remember from the first time I ever heard it. It's just such a catchy thing.
So before we go on, just to recap. Our guest today is Jason Ayres, founder and CEO of Sector 5, the Asia-Pacific's foremost executive search business. Jason works in partnership with the executive teams of global entities that have significant footprints in Japan and Southeast Asia, placing advertising and marketing executives at agencies and their clients. He's currently one of the few executive search experts working in the digital transformation sector. The company that Jason founded is a member of Global Executive Search Network with 31 partners around the world. And Sector 5 is just about to open a new office in Vietnam. Jason's very good at what he does. He's a thought leader within the industry, and also he's a really, really nice bloke. So here's Jason's favourite advert. It's bound to be a work of creative genius, right? A showcase of the best Japan's advertising industry has to offer. Well, you be the judge.
All right, now, the visual, what's happening? We're obviously in the south of the border. It's in Mexico. There's Don Tacos stand, and there's a man in a sombrero doing like a half step, quick step dance down the street as he sings Don Tacos, and he says, "I'm going to get them very soon. I'm looking forward to them." He pauses, and it's quirky and it's bizarre. So, what makes you what is it about this ad that you love? That what is it that makes it your favorite?
I like Mexico and I love Mexican food and chips and stuff. And you know, so like I love sombreros.
There you go. You're not hallucinating. One man's favourite ad is another man's drug-fueled, racially problematical pantomime. We've got an entire podcast based on the analysis of TV advertising, its nuances, the craft of it, the care taken to hone messaging and proposition. The first punter we have on the show, and not just any punter, the owner of the Asia-Pacific region's leading executive search company for advertising agencies, says that his favourite ad ever is his favourite ad ever because it features a dancing Japanese bloke in a sombrero.
So this had everything for you then, isn't it, really? This is your dream ad.
Yeah. I mean, the sombreros and nachos and then the dance, you know, and but just the little song, I don't know, it's a jingle.
Jace, can you sing the ad? We've just actually done, Tony and I have just done a review for a British ad from about 50 years ago, and we spent half the review singing the jingle. Can you actually sing this or not without, you know, having listened to it recently?
I don't know how to sing the Japanese part.
That's okay. Just give us the main part. When you're ready.
Don't go.
I saw when you were singing that you've got a little bit of the Mexican in your hair. You got a little cello, my little friend. A bit of that came in, didn't it?
I don't know. Just the first time I ever heard it, I just became naturally curious. And then I think actually the first time I tried it, I thought it was Don Tacos, but it was some kind of like shrimp chips or something. Yeah, off to a kind of a bad start. I thought it was like these nacho cheese flavored or whatever, you know, chili flavored nacho chips, but it was like, I don't know, squid eyes or something.
So that was squid Don Tacos. That was something else that you thought you were having Don Tacos.
It was something else, but then anyway, I figured, and then eventually I tasted Don Tacos, and it took me a while to understand, you know, Japanese style, you know, different types of food. So Japanese style Mexican food is totally different. Now I really kind of like it.
So you saw the ad, you thought, I like sombreros, check. I like Mexico, check. I like tacos.
I love nachos.
Yeah, I love nachos. I mean, it's got everything for me, and I love the song. So you went down to your convenience store, and you saw them, and you thought you were buying them, but you instead bought some fish balls or whatever it was. So this ad was back in 1994, older?
It was like in the mid-late 90s. I don't remember exactly.
Do you know which agency made this?
You know what? I was just thinking about that before, and I don't. I just looked up on their website to see if I could find out what agency, but it's got to be Dentsu or Hakuhodo.
It's got to be one of the
most likely.
It's got to be one of the because it was mid-90s.
Well, because it was on so much, so I'm guessing it was Dentsu.
Yeah, Dentsu then definitely.
I always think it's funny about, you know, how stereotypes are used and stuff.
Well, I think today they would call it cultural appropriation. But, I think it's fine. I mean, it's, you know.
The only thing missing is a man sat under a tree in a sombrero, isn't it? To get across the fact that the Mexicans are actually bone idle.
Yeah, and they haven't got any guns.
And it was probably a Japanese guy anyway in the ad.
Oh, I'm sure. It's hard to tell from that distance and that blurry VHS. But the ad, obviously, it was obviously big. And they still do advertising today?
Yeah, I was just looking at, you know, they have some new ones.
Do they still have Japanese men in sombreros?
You know, I don't know where the sombreros come from, but Cinco de Mayo, there's a big thing it's in Yoyogi Park every year. That's a pretty big thing. But that's like, I think that's organized by dwarves.
Well, I was just looking at the link on YouTube for this, and there's like 150,000 views. There are 221 comments. Unfortunately, I can't read any of them because they are all in Spanish
I think it's popular. I think it's popular in Spanish-speaking countries. There used to be something on it. It was like a 10-hour just loop of this ad going on and on and on and on.
You mentioned that. So it's a 10-hour loop that played on YouTube.
We could probably find it through the archive, Internet Archives or something. But
yeah, we'll have it later.
But, I mean, I used to just put it on and just leave it on.
Well, that saves
because
so much.
It's just, but I'm just kind of weird, right? So I like stuff like that.
A 10-hour loop. That would, yes. So, We were just talking about jingles, and it's obviously a very powerful one, and it's one that's stuck in your mind.
I mean, like, I didn't really put much, yesterday when you asked me about this, I didn't put much thought into it.
Well, thanks very much, Jess.
Yeah, great. Thanks, mate. Yeah, well, I'll cut that bit out then.
I mean, I wasn't, like, thinking of any particular thing, and it's just like that just popped into my head when you asked me the question.
Well, there you go. That's all we needed. I mean, this is what represents you. So, you know, when you play it to your family, friends, associates, and overseas you know, relatives, this is how they're going to judge you.
Well, just Japanese ads, there's, you know, there's all kinds of craziness.
Jace, before you go, do you want to get your shameless plug in? If I'm a person working in the advertising industry, I'm looking for a job, or if I'm an employer looking to employ somebody, how do I get in touch with you?
info@sector5.jp or sector5.jp. If you're working advertising and you don't know that, then we probably can't help you.
Thank you very much for that.
But no charge, man, anytime.
Anytime there's a temptation to take this whole thing a bit seriously, I'm going to play a loop of Jason saying, "When you asked me to do this, I didn't put much thought into it." That'll give us both a bit of perspective, I reckon. Anyway, thanks for listening, pod people. You can catch the regular classic ads from Simpler Times podcast on your favourite podcast player every Wednesday. It's a great listen if you like hearing two middle-aged men talking about old adverts, imitating jailed or dead 1970s celebrities and laughing at their own jokes. Oh, and if you're looking for a job, or if you're looking to fill a job, call Jason at Sector 5 and tell him we sent you. Ta-ra for now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.